Good morning, Joni.
Good morning, Tom.
So you are taking a look at some issues around recycling. Well, why did that get on your radar screen?
So mostly, I am a recycler and I am pretty passionate about it, but mostly it was that a friend of mine just asked me one day if recycling made a difference. And I didn't really have an answer because there are lots of speculations about what happens to recycling. And that was one of the things that I did find out, is that idea that it doesn't go anywhere, that it goes back to the dump, is in the information that I studied, not true. So it does not go back to the dump. It does go to recycling centers. But one of the things that's happened is, because of single stream recycling, what I discovered is that this process of everyone throwing everything into one container, or however that looks, kind of backfires. Because people throw things in there that are not recycling. And so that means that the labor force that is a significant part of our employment in the country is recycling, which was pretty great to hear that a million people in 2007 were employed.
Wow, it's got to be much more than that now.
Absolutely. So but they have to pick through everything and throw things out. And the things that they have come up with that are in this recycling are, styrofoam, wire hangers, plastic bags, broken umbrellas, pizza boxes with pizza in them. So people are not thinking, it's a waste of a pizza,
that's right?
Right. So people are not thinking about that. I think as far as is it worth it, because that was the question, there are certain things that are definitely worth it as far as the exchange between the energy used to make a product like metal and aluminum. The aluminum cans that we make, 90% less energy is used to recycle an aluminum can than to make an aluminum can. So in thinking in terms of energy, we're thinking about how much is emitted, as opposed to the energy that it takes to make it. It's that the greenhouse gases that are emitted.
So we're talking about pollution, really.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that we're in an era where climate change is a very significant part of our life.
Do you know if the same holds true for glass and plastic?
So for glass, 6 tons of recycled glass to make new glass reduces the carbon dioxide emission by 1 ton. So that's glass. Paper, recycling paper, every ton of paper that's recycled is equivalent to 165 gallons of gasoline. So, or another energy, enough energy to power a house, U.S. house, for 6 months. So that comes from every ton of paper that we recycle. So what we're talking about is recycling paper, for example, is 35% less water pollution and 74% less air pollution. So when people talk about cost effectiveness, and there are some people that would argue that the transport to get something to a recycling plant, the labor it takes, the energy it takes, what they're not and they can't figure in is the cost of the carbon emissions that is being transmitted into our environment, which is the climate change issue. So that can't be factored in, because there's no way they can, other than to say everything that we make emits more and more methane. And one of the things that I discovered is that the carbon emissions tied to waste management are 42% of our carbon emissions.
Wow.
So that's
a landfill giving off
that gas? That's a landfill, right. So one of the things that I started looking at is how do we shift away from waste management? How do we stop putting more things in the garbage? How do we change that mindset that we make things and we take things and then we toss things? And that's it. You know, it's gone. We don't have to think about it. How do we start thinking about that it has an impact on our lives, on every life, because what's happening in our climate affects us? I mean, it's why we have a drought. It's why we have we're not able to have lush green anymore, is because we are changing our atmosphere to the point where it's destroying. Is destroying our atmosphere, our environment. So one of the things I thought about was a couple of years ago, maybe 5 years ago, I was throwing something out in the dump, and I saw these three cast iron pans that someone had thrown in the dump. And I thought, well, now why wouldn't they just take them to a thrift store? Because they're not gonna break down. They're just going to be another thing that's going to sit in a pile in the dump. So that's one part of it. And another piece is that the idea that we have endless resources is coming to an end. And that every time we have to go into the ground to get things out, like metal, for example, we are depleting our resources. And we are creating more greenhouse gas. So there is no, there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing that we are responsible for in what's happening to our environment.
It seems like one of the core issues, Joni, around recycling in particular is this idea of convenience, and that it needs to be really, really convenient for us to do it. This gets back to that single stream recycling that you were talking about. But Right. Are there some ways or some other things that either waste companies can be doing, the people who pick up our garbage, or municipalities should be doing that could allow for more of that convenience? Because that really does seem to be the key.
Right. So I think, you know, I would love to see that it was easier for people to recycle. I think that, you know, in Mancos, we definitely contend with the idea that, you know, those of us earnestly going over there to throw our cardboard into the recycling bin are faced with not enough movement of that material.
It's so full. Yeah,
it's always full. Mm-hmm. So definitely we need to focus more on how to make it easier. But I also think that we get to think about not buying things that end up in our landfill or our recycling, not buying packaging that is not recyclable, or not buying so much. Like, that's one of the things that companies need to take responsibility for, is you can buy a container that has a paper cover over it and then has plastic in it. And I mean, sometimes you have to take, you know, a saw to get something
out. Four layers of packaging, right?
So that's one piece, is that we be more conscious about what you buy and what's going to happen to it. Use things that are reusable.
So like in a thrift store or something.
Right. And use reusable bags and water bottles instead of buying plastic bottles. That is one of the things that is recyclable. In Montezuma County, number one and two are the only two that are recyclable. So don't throw everything in there, because it's just going to end up in the landfill.
All right. Joni, thanks again. It's good information.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Joni Tressel. You've been listening to another episode of Pandora's Box. Thanks for listening to KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder.